Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed.
Hallelujah.
Me shall,
yes, Lord,
prosper. It won't work.
Welcome.
Although they've said, let a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no,
Hallelujah. 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 And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored once again on today to be able to come before you healthy and alive to bring forth the word of God out of the New King James Version of God's holy word. Of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth Monday through Friday continuing reading the word of God out of the New King James Version. We know that times are hard and sometimes times are difficult, but God still and has already shown himself to be true. This is that time in our life where we must show that, admit, submit, and commit ourselves to him. The Bible says in the book of Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we come forth reading the word and giving you an opportunity while you're driving home from work or going to school or just relaxing in your den cave. But we know that God's word is true. He's the same God as we recognized yesterday. He's the same God today, and he is the same God always. We come forth to bring that word. We come forth because we trust and believe in God. We want to read his word and give us the interesting word that God gives us to survive in the perilous times that we have today. We want to thank God truly and foremost for being God in my life, for he's definitely head of my life. We do recognize in the name of Jesus that though we do not everything right, we do not use that as an excuse not to continue to press on in the name of Jesus. I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God. And then I acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, you know, even into our archives when you bring us up under David and Diane Ministry and Friends and the ministry of the reading of word or the preaching the word. We thank God for you, trusting and believing that the anointing will continue to flow even through the archives, for it's the word of God that destroys the yoke, his spirit that destroys the yoke. It's God that destroys that yoke. We thank him. We thank him for today that we still can be obedient and committed. And we can be trusted. We can be trusted just with the little. For they say that if you are faithful with the little, he'll make you rule over much. And we thank God for the little that we, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Then we're going to go into a song. And we'll be back continuing with the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we know, you sit high, but we also know you look down below, recognizing those whom are sinning upon this earth. Asking, Lord, we also recognize those that are doing good upon this earth. But yet we trust in you, Father, that in the midst of our shortcomings and defects of characters, that you will forgive us and heal us and deliver us. In times where we have issues with communications and when we have issues with provision, we ask, God, that you bring forth those provisions, showing that love and connection within our heart. We trust, Lord. Trust that we continue to be loyal to your word, for you have been loyal and committed unto us. We know in your word you said that you rather for us to be faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over much. And we thank you for that, Lord, that we continue to press on doing what thus saith the Lord. We know you said in your word to study to show thyself approved unto God, thou workman be not be ashamed, dividing the word of truth. Help us to understand, Lord, as we go into our separate rooms of study. We ask for you to give us understanding, for you to open eyes and understandings of the word that we receive, that we can continue in Jesus' name to be used by you, to be used by you in the beginning, to be used by you through the middle, and to be used by you to the end. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this obedience as we continue to move forward, as we give you praise, glory, and honor. We also know that we almost let it go, but you still forgave us and brought us forth. But we thank you nonetheless, keeping us strong.
This song
but we did.
God's mercy kept me.
Your mercy is what kept us.
So I wouldn't let go.
We'll be back.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Can I get a witness in here? I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. God bless you. As we come forth on this evening, praise God. We're coming out of the book of 2 Samuel, praise God, chapter 6. Now we do read how David had issues at Hebron as he spoke. And as he was given the command to be over the tribes of Israel, David, he also gave command to his young men that were there to execute, to cut off the hands of those that they captured from Saul, for he is dead. And he thought many were just celebrating that he is dead, but Saul is dead. That was the part important to David, and this is the point where he wasn't letting anyone come against the Saul that he knew. So he cut the hands off of those who were making fun of the fact that Saul is dead. But he found another meaning. Now as we come, we recognize David has been anointed as king of Israel. And we pick up in chapter 6 after he's gotten married and had more kids and he's been reestablishing and doing what God has set for him to do. For we know that David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Let us read 2 Samuel. Chapter 6. Let us read.
Again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set an Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the heath of Uzzah and Ahio. The sons of Abinadab drove the new cart, and they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio, which went before the ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord of all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, on stringed instruments, on trombones, tambourines, sistrums, and the cymbals. And they came to Nacon's threshing floor. Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him thou for his heir, and he died there by the ark of God. Indeed, it became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord. Day, and he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom in Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Edom and all the else in his household. Now, it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Edom, and all the blessed belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom and the city of David with gladness. And so it was, when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a living effigy. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michael Saul's daughter looked through the window and saw King David leaping and wailing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in this place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the woman and the men, to every one a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So the people departed, every one to his house. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maid of his servant, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. So David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will dig even more indignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor. Therefore, Michael, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
Second Samuel chapter 7.
Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside curtains." Then Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go, and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build a house for me to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children out of Israel from Egypt even to this day. But have moved about in the tent and in the tabernacle whenever I have moved about with all the children of Israel. Have I ever spoke a word to anyone from the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus shall you say, my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great man who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in the place of their own and move on no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more as previously, since the to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also, the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I establish his kingdom. He shall build the house of my name, for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the bulls of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to these words, and according to this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then the king David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord, and you have also spoke of your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the manner of men, O Lord? Now, what more can David say to you? For you, Lord God, know your servant. For your words sake, and according to your own heart, you have done all these things, great things, to make your servant know them. Therefore, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you. Nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And who is like you, like your people, like Israel, the one nation on the earth, whom God went to redeem from himself, for himself as a people, to make for himself a name, and to do for himself great and awesome deeds for your land, before your people, whom you redeemed for yourself from Egypt, the nations and the gods. For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever. And you, Lord, have become their God. Now, Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as you said. So let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the Lord over Israel. And let the house of your servant David be established before you. For they Who are you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel? Have revealed this to your servants, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore, your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true. And you have promised this goodness to your servant. Now, therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you, O Lord, have spoken it. And you, with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. Second Samuel chapter 8. After this, it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Mithic Emma from the hand of the Philistines. Then he defeated Moab, forcing them down to the ground. He measured them all with a line. With two lines he measured off those to be put to death. And with one full line, those to be kept alive by the Moabites. There come David's servants and brought tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rahab, king of Zobah, as he went to recover his territory at the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers. Also David hand strung all the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, they had killed the 22,000 of the Syrians. Then David put garrison in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servant and brought tribute. So the Lord preserved David wherever he went. And David took the sheaves of gold that he belonged to the servants of Ahadiezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. Also from Bethpeta and from Berothia, cities of Ahadazar, King David, a large amount of brass. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer, then Toi sent Joram, his son, to King David to greet him and bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had been at war with Toa. And Joram brought with him articles of silver, articles of gold, and articles of brass. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and the gold that he had dedicated for all the nations which he had subdued from Syria, from Moab, and from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, from Amalek, and from the spoil of Hadazar, the son of Rahab, king of Zobah. And David made himself a name when he returned from killing 18,000 Syrians in the Valley of Salt. He also put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all of Edom, he put garrisons, and all of the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and David administered judgment and justice to all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorded. Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests. Syria was a scribe. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over both the Chariotites and the Pelahites. And David's sons were chief ministers. Second Samuel, chapter 9. Now David said, "Is there anyone who is left in the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." Then the king said, "Is there not still anyone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "And he is in the house of Makkah, the son of Emiel in Lodibar." Then King David sit and brought him out of the house of Makkah at the son of Emiel from Lodibar. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Here is your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather. And you shall eat bread at my table continually. Then he bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should not look upon such a dead dog as I? And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your father's master's son all that belonged to Saul, to all his house. You, therefore, and your sons, and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest, that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table. Now, Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
We're turning its pages. Amen. And said,
then Ziba said to the king, according to my lord, the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table. Look, like one of the king's sons, Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both feet. 2 Samuel chapter 10. It happened after this that the king of the people of Ammon died, and Hanum his son reigned in his place. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, and his father showed kindness to me. So David sent by the hand of his servant to comfort him concerning his father. And David's servants came into the land of the people of Ammon, and the priest of the people of Ammon said to Hanum, the Lord, do you think that David really honors your father because he has sent comforters to you? Has David not rather sent his servant to you to search the city, to spy it out, and to overthrow it? Therefore, Hanun took David's servant, shaved off half of their beards, cut off their garments in the middle at their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told David, he sent a meet to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed I'm the King Sid. Whoops. Wait at Jericho until your beards have grown. And then return. Then the people, when the people of Ammon saw that they had made themselves repulsive to David, the people of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, thousands of foot soldiers, and from the king of Mecca, 1,000 men, and from Ishtab, 12,000 men. Now, when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the mighty men. Then the people of Ammon came out and put themselves in battle array at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah, Beth-Rehob, Ishtab, and Mecca were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw at the battle line was against him before and behind, he chose some of Israel's best and put them in battle array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he put under the command of Bashqua, his brother, that he might set him in battle array against the people of Ammon. Then he said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight. So Joab and the people who were with him drew near for the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. When the people of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fleeing, they also fled before Abishua and enter the city. So Joab returned from the people of Ammon and went to Jerusalem. When the Syrians saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they gathered together. Then Hadazar sent and brought out the Syrians who were beyond the river, and they came to Helam and Shobek. The commander of Hadazar's army went before them. When it was too David had gathered all Israel, crossed over the Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in the battle array against David and fought with him. Then the Syrians fled before Israel, and David killed 700 charioteers and 40,000 horsemen of the Syrians, and struck Shobak, the commander of the army, who died there. And when all the kings who were servants to Hadazar saw that they were defeated by Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians were afraid to help the people of Ammon anymore. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of 2 Samuel chapter 6 to 10. We will pick up again on tomorrow, Friday, the weekend, time for the weekend. We thank God we are able to make it to that point. We'll come back again on the air at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time in the PM. Continue reading out of the book of 2 Samuel. Amen. We thank you for joining us on today. God is good. All the time. All the time, my God is good. Let's pray. Precious Lord, once again in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come once again before you, Lord, we say thank you for the reading and completion of your word for today. And as we continue to read your word, we pray that our faith has increased, and that, Lord God, we continue to trust and believe in you and all of what you say with the diligence to continue to press on and move on. We love you, Lord, that you brought us thus far. We love you, Lord, that you look at us right now. We love you, Lord, that you're protecting us, healing us in Jesus' name. We pray that those that are having issues of sickness or in the body right now for stomach aches, we speak for healing. Sound of my voice by the fresh communion of the Holy Spirit, that peace and that deliverance of pain will come out of that body in Jesus' name. He wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you are healed. Be blessed.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. punch somebody next to you, tell them, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go. I wouldn't.